Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Spiritual Session with Pastor McCarty, also known as Sister Poochie. That's my Chicago-based poet name. And we're here to praise and celebrate the Lord and to give some glory to the great I Am and our Lord and Savior. I have to thank them both every time I do a show for lifting my body up for me to be able to do this and come and be with you and spread the word of God. It's a blessing. It is such a blessing. Even when you're going through the worst things in life, being able to stay connected with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit makes the world really melt away. And that's what God really wants from us, is he wants us to let the world melt away in our minds. Before I get into too deep into the word, I do want to encourage everyone who's listening, please, 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 please download JHOM's app. You can get it in the Play Store or you can get it on your Apple Store. But if you go to our website, jhom.org, there's a link there that will allow you. It's a straight shot, man. You just pick Android or Apple, and it'll walk you through a very easy installation. You only have to do it once. But what it does is give all the content that we offer in one place. No more do you have to worry about links and different groups here and there. Everything is condensed. And whatever also is great about this app is that it's a built-in Bible. And this is very significant for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry because Bibles were the most requested item for us over the last 11 years. People in other countries needing Bibles. We, of course, being the size that we are, ministry, just being the size that we are, could not afford to fill these requests. But it's not something that I stopped praying on. I kept praying on it, and this is God's answer. This Bible on the app not only will dictate to you, read the word directly to you, you can use it as a bedtime story, or you can set a reading schedule. Say you want to finish the Bible in 5 years. Well, you can put that down, and it will give you the verses you need every day to reach your goal. It's a really, really, really exciting feature. One, of course, the pastor loves more than anything else on there is the Bible. I want to encourage everyone also to go to Bible study. The Bible, as we're marching on towards Holy Week the crucifixion of our Savior, it's very important that you understand what's going on. And this Bible study really touches on the prayers that Jesus had given up to God before he went to Calvary. And they're very powerful, very important. All right. That's all for the announcements. Now I really want to jump into the word of God. And one of the things that I actually have issues with at times is worrying. You know, I always tell people, if your pastor is not going through something, then you might want to find a new pastor. And I say that because when you are constantly seeking the truth, when you're constantly trying to be in the Spirit, when you're constantly seeking God's presence and seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit and our Savior, the devil pays attention to you, and he will throw things at you to try to get you off track. Now, we live in a world today where worrying is part of the DNA of the world. They tell you to worry about your future. They tell you to worry about your past. They tell you to worry about what's going to happen, who's going to do what. They tell you to worry, 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 worry about the stock market, worry about your job, worry about your finances. All right, that's the world. In the Bible, it talks to us about worrying, and I'm preaching to myself too. I'm not just preaching to those out there because we all, you know, because the way the world is set up, we all fall into this one time or another where we start worrying. Okay, so we're coming from Matthew 6 chapter, and I'm going to read from the 25th, and I'm going to go ahead down to the 34th verse. And it says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It's not life more than food and body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any one of you worrying add a single hour to your life? I want to repeat that. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? It actually takes away time. It doesn't add. I can keep going in the name of Jesus. And which do you, and why do you worry about clothes? See the flowers of the fields grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in his splendor was dressed. Dressed like one of these. If there is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not do much more with you and clothe you, O you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what should I eat, or what should we drink, or what should we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and the Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of his own. Everyone, it's really not much to say after that. We are not supposed to worry. And I need to take this a step further, and I did touch on this in my book, Collection of Poems, A Journey Home, A Collection of Poems by Sister Pucci. I did touch on worrying and what signal it sends to God. When we worry, we're actually saying we don't trust him. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you're not saying, yes, of course, I trust my Savior. I trust my Father. But when we worry, we are not trusting what they said to do, which is not worry. Because if God takes care of birds and God takes care of flowers and God takes care of every other thing in this earth, why do you think you're less valuable than those things and he won't take care of you? This is our Father, our provider. Our provider. And we have to start getting in the mindset that no matter what the world is doing to us, no matter what the world is saying to us, no matter what is going on in this world, our home is with our Heavenly Father. And that's where we're at right now. So right now, if you are a child of God, worrying is actually, like, again, saying, I don't trust you. Because now I have to worry about whether you're a do this or not. Before I move on, one more analogy. It's like when you ask a friend to do a task for you. Say you want, hey, run this by the post office for me. You don't call that friend and say, did you do that? Because you have assurance that he's going to do or she's going to do what they say. Well, why don't we have that same assurance of God? Once God says, I am your shepherd, you shall not want, then there's nothing else to discuss. You will not want because he is your shepherd. He's very direct. He's very honest. He's very loving and compassionate. And he wants us to stop with the worrying about this world or anything in it, about your life, your clothes, what you're going to eat, where you're going to live. Stop it. He knows the plan. And if we keep our mind so busy that we can't listen, then we miss every spiritual blessing that's out there for us. As I said, it's not easy. I'm preaching to myself too. But we must try not to worry and get caught up in the things of this world. All right, everybody, let's get rolling with the show. I'm always thrilled and feel very humbled and very honored that you allow me to come into your eardrums and you listen to the show. It is like I said, a very humbling honor, and I thank you. And the on behalf of the staff of JHOM and the board of directors, we want to thank each and every listener from around the world. Thank you for those who listen live. Thank you for those who listen later. We love you all, and we pray for you all that prosperity will be upon you for the kindness that you have shown. All right, let's get to some music now. Okay, first up on the mic is going to be Conqueror by Bashan Mitchell. And here we go.
I give myself away.
Hot mix, hot mix. DJ Shaheen.
This should be played at high volume.
This song is to remind you of the winner within.
This should be played at high volume.
Regardless of what you see, regardless of what you heard, you are a conqueror.
This
you are the head and not the tail.
Volume.
Above and not beneath. The first and not the last.
This should be
you are
high
a conqueror.
This
a conqueror.
This
a conqueror.
This should be played at high volume.
Over the enemy. No weapon formed against me. That is within me.
I am.
Yes, we are more than the conqueror through Christ that strengthens me. That is a powerful, powerful statement, everyone. That was Vishon Mitchell with Conqueror. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. Myself, also known as Sister Pucci, the Chicago-based poet. All right, everybody, we're going to keep on moving down the line with the music, and let's give God some praise. Let's get off on our feet, if you can, or give him a hand clap or do something. But this is about praising and worshiping. This is what this show is centered around, and listening to some God-gifted artists who needed a platform to play their music. Okay, so back to the music, and up next on the mic, we are going to do Unconditional Love by Teresa Powell. And here we go.
I did not deserve it. no love.
All right. That was Unconditional Love by Teresa Powell, everybody. And we're going to go into the house mix by DJ Shaheen. We're going to start off with him. Everybody, there was an error in the timing of the show, so there's actually going to be two shows. After this one, I'm going to jump on for another half an hour and finish out the show. But without further ado, we're going to do DJ Shaheen's mix for, oh my goodness. He has so many mixes. Which one do I want to use? How about the one for March 16, 2019? This is a new one from DJ Shaheen, everybody. And...
you're in the mix.
With DJ Shaheen.
There's a man that I'm in love with. There's a man. There's a man. Cause I'm his favorite chick. The bad places I've gone and wasted time spent. He always welcomes me with open arms, I relent. I tell him I repent, I know I've been ungrateful. Basically said in his face, I was so hateful. What kind of man would die just to take his soul? What other man would give his life for you to be made whole? The wrong road I go, somehow he find me. And whisper in my ear, say they get behind me. This man has got my back, mighty and powerful. His name is Jesus and I love him because he saved my soul.
I'm in love with a man who really loves me. Passing of the Christ on my eyes so I can see. When I was home and when the Holy Spirit left me. And when he didn't get alive, I'll be. I'm in love with a man.
Get back, right. I had it. Get back, right. Get back, right. I had it. Get back, right. Get back, right. I had to get back, right. Stop off. Lost my cool. Whoa, say. Bounce back. Got dirt on my shoe. Come back, right. When you got real power, you can't move. Get back, right. Top down, hair back. Ride by the hype beats, don't fair facts. Money more, and I don't wanna hear trap. I play Rick James when I'm in traffic. I've been doing this since fifth grade. I've been doing this since I've been safe. I've been rock crowds on a big stage, yada yada. Bought a Mercedes for my baby mama. VIP, rockin' Dolce Gabbana. I went to the Grammys and I took my mama. Bottles on bottles on bottles and models on models on models and dollars on dollars. Yeah, that don't help me with my soul when I holler and I'm feeling the pain and I'm dealing with drummer. Woo! That's too deep. I better fall back. Nah, get this work. You should've wore a hard hat. They told us I'm working the summer. I told them I'm working on something. I'm waving my banner, no propaganda. Why you flexing in your Panamera? Get back, right. I had to get back, right. Get back, right. I had to get back, right. Get back, right. I had to get back, right. Get back, right. I had to get back, right. Get back, right. Lost my cool. Whoa, say. Bounce back, got dirt on my shoes. Shut back, right. When you got real power, you can't move. I just get back, right. Yeah, I just get back, right. Ooh. I don't really stress, I pray more. Get love, stretch my case off. I've been doing this since you was like, oh, turn the wave off, playing with your Legos. But I don't cap a rap facts. You ain't going check the stats. You and your squad versus me and my guy. Look, bro, you ain't finna win that now. Was a season when I thought that I had fell off. Then I sat back like you crazy, boy, you know you well off. Everything I had was winning. Nissan on the side, I was in it. No tents, you can see who was in it. At the mall, I was pitching my pennies. In the beginning, Jimmy Jazz for the clothes, TV Johnny for the gold. Them was the goals, never cared about my soul. I can wait till I get old. I'm on these, hold up, wait a minute, new beginning. I was down, now I'm winning. I know who did it and I don't forget it. You know I'm still about the family business. I gotta get back, get back. Dirt on my shoes, shut back, right. When you got real power, you can't move. I just get back, right.
the mix with DJ Shaheem.
And I can take it back to when days were simple. Where all I had to worry about was school and if I had a pimple. Now everybody looking up to me like I'm God. And I'm trying to be the man, but I can't put up no facade. It's a sacrifice out here leading, trying to pass for wounds and yourself still bleeding. Everything's falling, I wonder who see us. Boom, boom, bad like automatopoeia. Automatopoeia, I've been on my job. 15 years, I've been feeling like time. But it's my shepherd, I've been reading in song. Didn't feel God in my feet, in my palm, palm, palm. Take it back to when days were simple. Where all I had to worry about was school and if I had a pimple. Now everybody looking up to me like I'm God. And I'm trying to be the man, but I can't put up no facade. It's a sacrifice out here leading, trying to pass for wounds and yourself still bleeding. Everything's falling, I wonder who see us. Boom, boom, bad like automatopoeia. Automatopoeia, I've been on my job. Everything is, I've been feeling like time. But it's my shepherd, I've been reading in Psalms. Didn't feel God in my feet, in my palms. I feel like I'm overprotective, cause I'm scared of getting hurt. It's like time and time and time again, the hurt is getting worse. I feel I'm cursed, cause people lie to me so much I can't relax. Every time I'm trying to level up, the devil on my back.
Even though I'm in fuck, yeah, I ain't not. It ain't nothing like I've been through before. We gon' make it out, believe me. Cause they ain't brought me this far, just believe me. That's what mama said, that's what mama said. That's what mama said, that's what mama said.
My past, I can't let my story bring me down. He brought me through that. What's done in the dark comes to the light. I promise that's the realest. He pulled grace from a big band like he rocking with the Steelers. Time for that. My homeboy passed last week. Long live 22. That's how fast life be. Then I step out to a show and get a call from my sis. She said a dude hung himself in school. He only in the sixth. It's my job to bring this hope. It's my job to walk this road. It's my job to always stay low. It's my job to say these souls, so I can't give them now. Mary, Mary is the sound. Praise for life, like I'm glad we still let know we got.
Even down before, yeah, I ain't not. It ain't nothing like I've been through before. We gon' make it out, believe me. Cause he ain't brought me this far, just believe me. That's what mama said, that's what mama said.
I was built for this thing, I knew I was built for this thing. I ain't been a saint, he showed me love anyway. I hear you talking away, get out of my face. He knew his plan for me, this for my family. Family, you live in a fantasy. If you think you can handle me, yeah. 705 Texas Street, where it all started in a condo. All we had was the Ray and John, got me feeling like Rondo. 14 years I've been in this thing, and I still ain't even reached my peak. Yeah, everything that I need already living up inside of me. Just a warm up mic in a dream, use a hip hop PJ, fourth in the mean, sitting on church floor. In the summer 14, fam stay together like young Al Green. Ayy, rapping bars at them chicken dinners. For all of y'all that think that we beginners. Ayy, ayy, yeah, I'm on my way. Yeah, yeah, so all I'ma say,
he made me for this moment, I can't lose. I'm going no matter what you do. I ain't going down like that.
Going down like that.
I ain't going down like that. Going down like that.
Going down like that.
I ain't going down like that, going down like that.
Going down like that, yeah.
I ain't going down like that, going down like that,
yeah.
Yeah. I ain't going down like that, going down like that. I ain't going down no die. Everything I want in the sky. You won't give me all my rhythm, don't try. I'ma keep winning till I die. I do this day to day. Well, what can I say? I'm safe. You got me, I know I'm straight. So I'ma just fade away.
Strangers saying that they
set it off, Vivica A, that's all I'ma say. Yeah.
For this moment I can't lose. I'm going no matter what you do. But I never should have listened. I'm not tripping, yo, I'm still kicking. You ain't been around, but homie, I'm still living. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, eh. I never want you feeling like I'm throwing shade. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, eh. I never want you feeling like I'm throwing shade. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, no.
It's the world's greatest DJ.
You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
Nobody'd ever have to go this way. No, I'm not tripping, though you gone missing. Said you'd always be there, but I never should've listened. No, I'm not tripping, yo, I'm still kicking. You ain't been around, but homie, I'm still living. I'm still kicking. You ain't been around, but homie, I'm still living. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, no. I'm still living. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, no, no. Homie, I'm still living. Oh, if I could trust another person as me, see past my flaws, they understood me. My heart was gonna broke until he rescued me.
On the thing y'all doing, I don't even really care if you like me. Funny face, Snapchat, trolling me all up on FBIG. Really wonder why these haters wanna fade with it. I'ma break, get it, second take with it. I'ma say, get it, yep, yep, and I was born to say. Only issue, will keep it real, like every Dex to say why.
No, I'm not tripping, though you gone missing. Said you'd always be there, but I never should've listened. No, I'm not tripping, yo, I'm still kicking. You ain't been around, but homie, I'm still living. Oh, no, no, no.
When I feel the pain, that's a grow up. Now I feel the game, watch the blow up. Mama told me be encouraged. Got on my roots, I feel nervous. I can't believe what just surfaced. Look at my roots, how they flourish. I'm out here praying for rain. They run it back to the sin. So they wonder why they only see error in life and they only get a miss. Man, I got pills, I got rent. Go to the field and I sit. Open my gills like a fish. When the race field and I see your participation in relationship with brain precipitation, never read the ship. Hesitation and procrastination have you looking down at your upper lip. This television on the television will just tell you bitches have you done a flip. Discrimination, indignation can never stop the presentation of the Lord's gift. Went from a car, let me see in the sun. Went from a plot, let me having some fun. Went from a drop, let me drinking a ton. My cup was without, but never overrun. I just pace, yeah, when I'm in my lane. Never hydroplane, cause I never break when I'm in the rain. Rain, drop, rain, 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 drop, rain, a hustle. I do not flex, bullets go through muscles. Punch in the clock every single day. Lick in my fist, I got bloody knuckles. Back in my band, let them cheddar ruffles. Back in my band, let them Nike duffles. Had to bounce back from a couple struggles. Weight in my wall like a drunken knuckle. I am a pure blood, even though I am considered a muggle. Hey, my tears would fall down my teeth when I met with my troubles. But fear would keep me from stepping outside of my bubble. God said, you're good, sit in the rain, watch out for the puddle. I grew up in the south, I mean, I grew up in the drought, you see. We let the dress and got black tea, permanent goals in about 13. I was acting out in D, cousins rolling loud that we almost tried it out, not me. God said, be right out, redeemed. I was falling, so I had to go and dive into the spring. I heard the caller, so I had to go and get my rifle ring. Ain't no talking when you in the presence of the Elohim. I think I heard a sound in the crowd now. Waiting on the string.
That was our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, bringing in the mix for the week. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty, myself. I'm also known as Sister Pucci in Chicago, and that's my poet name. If you're just, you know, didn't catch, I said earlier, because you're just joining us, this show was accidentally only scheduled for an hour. So what we're going to do is after this show, there will be a part two. So part one and part two. Remember that for today's show. And we're going to keep rolling with some music because we still got some time. Next up on the mic is Abundant Life. Sorry. Next up is the reading of the Word of God. Matthew, we're coming from Matthew 6 chapter. And we are starting at the 25th verse, and we're reading all the way down to the 33rd verse. And it reads as so. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run around after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. So seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble in its own. Jesus is directly telling us that we're going to have days full of trouble, but he wants to assure us that your heavenly Father knows what's going on. He knows what you need, and he's going to provide it. That's why he say, oh, ye of little faith. And I'm not trying to, you know, I deal with this, and I know there's other ministers and pastors who deal with this in their life because we're human. You know, but it goes back to what I was saying about trusting God, trusting him, believing in what the Bible is saying, believing in the promises, believing that if you turn your life over to Christ, you will have an abundant life. You will have life and have it in more abundancy. Everyone, when he's talking about abundancy, we get to define what that is. What is your heart's desire? That's what he said he'll give you if your mind stays fast on him. So we need to evaluate ourselves and make sure that we are ready to present our petition to our Savior. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. Remember, he already knows where all your gifts are. He knows the path. He knows the way to your destiny. You have to find your way to him and then have that personal relationship so he can guide you through all things that are the truth. All right, everybody, let's keep rolling. We get one more song, and I was talking about abundant life. So let's roll into spiritual peace with abundant life. Here we go.
For the anti-box with the drugs, violence, erotica. But I came from that. Been delivered, it won't take it back. Let me take you back to a day when a lame MC got laid on the pavement fast. You ain't really hear me when I'm saying that. You ain't really believing the way that I pray and fast is gonna change the rap game. But take a lap if you believe that I gotta face seed that it takes to replace the trap thing. They just wanna bring the trap fame. Sell lies, get them high like crack gang. Look a tough thug now, all black gang. They don't know Illuminati wanna rap slave. But I know something you don't know. Darkness told me I could have it all, but God, that stupid joke. I would rather sacrifice it all for the vision of my Lord. Oh my Lord, hell is knocking and they opening the door. Close that door, close that door. People is coming, so don't ignore. Today is the day for salvation all over the nation. And Satan is powerless, who breaking out with us? Sever the tie with the enemy, rise for Christ, don't die in this misery. Cause nothing but blood from Emmanuel's veins can set a man free from them chains. I don't want that good life, I don't love that hood life. I don't need that for the regret, shoulda, woulda, wish I could life. I've got abundant life, I've got abundant life in Christ and I love it. I don't want that good life, I don't love that hood life. Need that full of regrets. Shoulda, woulda, wish I could life. I've got abundant life, abundant life. I've got abundant life in Christ, and I love it.
The money, the fame, the power, the love, the women, the drugs, the sex, the club. Sleep from the death, trying to wake up. Sell your soul, start to worship the devil. The beat and the lyrics is taking your spirit. You jumping and dancing, can't even hear it. The lies, it's all in your mind. I remember when Mads was blind from the grind. Had to wake up from venomous rhymes. The truth is greater. Pray for the haters, don't do this for pay. But God told me to go follow the Savior that's major. Lost and blind and power to man. I start to wake up when I start to realize this life that I'm living is not even mine. People don't really want change. Looking for the money and the fame. First killer brain stuck in the pain from the change. Double watch your brain. Now we slaves in the mind. Running blind for the rage. Wasting time. Why? I don't really know. But I gotta keep winning souls. God tell me where to go. I'm gon' go. Hey, I bet you didn't know. We standing in a war. The government feeding us. Yeah, look at the media. Police beating us. Look how they treating us. The system is failing. No justice for people. This world so evil. Better watch your back. The beast off the leash, we under attack. Rewind that back, listen.
I don't want that good life. I don't love that hood life. I don't need that full of regret. Shoulda, woulda, wish I could life. I've got abundant life. Abundant life. I've got abundant life in Christ and I love it. I don't want
kind of what I wish I could like. I've got abundant life. Abundant life. I've got abundant life in Christ, and I love it.
All right, that was Abundant Life by Spiritual Peace, everyone. And we're going to keep on rolling with the show. Just before we roll on to the next song, I want you to know that there's a part one and a part two of this show. The part two is due to the fact that I only scheduled the first show for an hour instead of an hour and a half. And I don't want to do that. So you will see part one and part two out there. And of course, hey, things happen. But right after the show, I will be going on live with the second part. Everybody, let's talk about Golden Threads with Catherine Kendricks, because, you know, the diversity that's needed in the kingdom is serious, everyone. He needs disciples of all colors, nationalities, walk of life, experiences. All of us are called to do the Great Commission. Each and every one of us. So, everyone has a God-given talent. Finding it is the key. That's the key to life, is finding what your God-given talent is. All right, everybody, let me roll into this next song, and I'll be back chewing in your ear again. Here's Golden Thread by Catherine Kendricks. Everybody, that's such a beautiful song. Golden Thread by Catherine Kendricks. You know, we need each other. And we need each other in our differences. What I mean by that is that God uniquely created each and every one of us uniquely. There's no one who's like you in the whole wide world. No one who's going to be born that's going to be you. You have been set aside at this time to be on this earth to show the love of God in what you do say every day. And also to have more faith in God, trusting in God, believing the promises he says in Matthew 6 chapter. And it's good if you read the whole 6th chapter because he talks on other subjects too. But when he gets down to the 25th verse and you're talking about don't worry, this is something that actually I needed more than anything. Don't worry, because this world sucks you into it, but the word of God brings you out of it. Because it says very clearly, don't worry about it, because, hey, you're more important than a bird, and he feeds the birds. We're his children, made in his own image, made in his own image. He loves us, everyone. Never, never forget that God loves us with all his heart. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what you get with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If you agree and touch and agree with me on that and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to do it now. You don't need anybody around you except Jesus. Call him in your presence. Call Jesus, 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 and let him know I am here for you. So submit yourself. Submit yourself. And once you submit yourself, you will find out that your life is ran for you. You're actually in the back seat. Jesus has the wheel. He knows where he's going, and he knows what God has told him to do for you. But what happens is our worry, our doubt, our lack of faith, all those things that the enemy works on weakening when we're in our just carnal mind. You know, God has given us his word to fight with. So when you start worrying, say Matthew 6 chapter 25th verse starts out saying, do not worry. And it ends, all this ends by saying, you know, tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. Why would you worry about today's trouble and tomorrow's trouble today, because you already have trouble. He's breaking it down for us, everybody. He's breaking it down for us. Trust the Lord. Have faith. Have faith. And okay, we are not going to roll out of this section with How Great Thou Art, because we are getting ready to hop back on the air and do the second part of the spiritual session with Pastor McCarty, myself. I'm Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. Everyone, I encourage you to go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org. That's the ministry's website. We have lots and lots and lots of content there to help you feed your spiritual mind. There's a Bible study that's there. I want everyone to go to Bible study. It's a very powerful one as we approach the holiest time for Christians. All right, everybody, I'm going to move on down the road, and we're going to jump right back into the show. It'll be like magic. You won't even know it happened. All right, everybody. See you in a few.